Jai Parikar, Sri Sri Guru Granga, Sri Sri Gandharvika, Giridhariju, Ki Jai. Om Gyana Tamarandasya, Gyananjana Shalakaya, Chakshurun Militam Jena, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha, Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Oh, this is part two of our discussion I'm having with the devotees of our mission, and I'll take a moment to make a note that that what I'm discussing is for the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, the worldwide mission. I don't have access to individually speak with everyone or to visit all the temples or something like that to have a discussion like this. But I'm getting questions from all over the world, devotees that are concerned after Srila Gurudev's disappearance, how their mission should go on in the individual temples and mots and ashrams around the world. Who should Govind Maharaj name some persons who he wanted to be acharyas for particular regions of the world? But there's a small. There are many regions of the world that were not named and are left open. And questions. The question that we're focusing on right now came to me because some devotees from our Soquel ashram came here around this time last year, and one of them was feeling very disturbed of mind because it was being promoted to him, and he was expected to accept that Srila Acharya Maharaj should be accepted by everyone as the single only Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math worldwide. And his remark to me, he was asking me, Maharaj, am I being offensive because I don't see Acharya Maharaj that way? And I took it to that what he meant was he doesn't see him the way that he saw Srila Govinda Maharaj. And so we had a talk. I explained to him that you're the godbrother of Acharya Maharaj, you're a disciple of Srila Govinda Maharaj. You are not expected to see him that way necessarily. You may see him that way, you may not. And explained what Srila Sridhar Maharaj explained to us, and somehow seems to have got lost from this very almost the moment of Srila Gurudev's disappearance. And that is that the godbrothers of the guru, the godbrothers of a guru, will have a different vision of their godbrothers who are initiating than they will have of their guru. So, I don't know if this is very clear, but the disciples of Srila Govinda, I'll start with the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada named 11 gurus. The 11 gurus have their godbrothers who are also disciples of Srila Prabhupada. And immediately the question arose with us. I was not named as a guru. I'm a godbrother of someone who is now Prabhupada selected as a guru. What is my relationship with him? How should I relate with him? How should he relate with me? What is proper? Am I supposed to see him as my guru, just like I saw Srila Prabhupada? Or if I don't see him that way, am I, like this man was asking me, an offender because he's a guru? So guru is guru, and I'm supposed to see him as guru. So fortunately, the GBC went to Srila Sridhar Maharaj and asked these questions of him, and that recording and the transcript is available on our website at scs.mottglobal.com. And so this is one of the first questions. How our guru has named someone to succeed him as guru. I am a godbrother of that guru. How am I supposed to relate with him? And interestingly, Sripad Janardhan Maharaj provided a good answer for this. In 1993, he and Sridhar Prabhu were having a discussion with Srila Govinda Maharaj. I believe it was in 93. This recording is also available on our website. And it's referenced in some of my writings. Everything I'm saying today, I was thinking to show all of the different evidences and so forth of what I'm saying, but I think it makes this too cumbersome, so I'll just speak extemporaneously. But everything I'm saying, for the most part, is available in written form in one of the articles I've written, and the transcripts of recordings like this one of Janardhan Maharaj, and transcripts of Govinda Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, etc., explaining these different points, portions of the entire will of Srila Govinda Maharaj. It's been available from our website in English since October, I think, of last year, and very soon it will be available in Russian also. Within the next day or two, we'll post it in Russian. So, Janardhan Maharaj answered the question in a way. He made a statement: a godbrother is not very well suited to decide who among his godbrothers will be Acharya. A godbrother will not be very well suited to decide who among his godbrothers should be Acharya. And then Janardhan Maharaj said, and the proof of this is that many of his godbrothers could not recognize that Srila Sridhar Maharaj was an Acharya. So he spoke this in front of Govinda Maharaj, and Govinda Maharaj agreed. Yes, Govinda Maharaj said. So this was indirectly referred to by Srila Sridhar Maharaj, who pointed out the relative and absolute position of guru. And he stated it in different ways, but the essence of this is that the godbrother of a guru, they each have their own guru. So let's go back again to make the example simple. Prabhupada had his disciples. He named 11 of them as gurus. Those gurus had many god brothers and god sisters. Srila Prabhupada had many disciples. So how are those god brothers and god sisters now supposed to relate with their god brother guru? Now their god brother has been named as a guru and is doing the function of guru. He's giving initiation. Disciples, newcomers who are joining the temple and joining the mission, they need to take initiation from a guru. And so this let's use an example. Satsrup Maharaj, where I was in Dallas at the time. Satsrup Maharaj was one of the 11 gurus that was selected by Srila Prabhupada. So I'm the godbrother of Satsrup Maharaj, but Satsrup Maharaj is a guru. I'm not a guru. What is then the proper relationship that I should have with Srila Satsrup Maharaj? So the experience varied somewhat from guru to guru and guru to godbrother and guru to godsister, but what became a problem was that the gurus began to expect their godbrothers and godsisters to deal with them as a guru in the same way that we related with Srila Prabhupada as our guru. In most instances, number one, that expectation was inappropriate. We cannot and should not demand that our godbrothers accept us as gurus just as we accept our, in this case, our Srila Prabhupada as our guru. Number one, we shouldn't expect it or demand it. And then they may not see us in that way. We may not see them in that way. So some may and some may not. Some may see their godbrother guru as their own guru, and some may not. So those who see that, fine, then they can worship them as guru, and they can deal with them. If they see that their own guru is present and their godbrother who has been named as a guru, then if they want to accept him that way, that's perfectly fine and appropriate. But it should not be demanded. That will bring trouble. And so that trouble began almost immediately in our mission because, as this devotee was telling me, he was being expected to see Acharya Maharaj as if Acharya Maharaj was the next Govinda Maharaj. Govinda Maharaj was the disciple of this man. Govinda Maharaj was the guru of this man. He's also the guru of Acharya Maharaj. So the godbrother of Acharya Maharaj is not seeing Acharya Maharaj as guru. And the godbrother is feeling unhappy because there is being pressure applied to him that he must accept him as such. Well, what was the cause of that? Well, the cause of that was that the acharyas that were present in the meeting that I referred to earlier, this first meeting on April 8th, 2010, a meeting of some of the acharyas named by Srila Govinda Maharaj, except Trivikram Maharaj was not present there. So the five acharyas named by Srila Govinda Maharaj, and then also, as I mentioned earlier, for some reason, Goswami Maharaj was also there in the meeting, although he was not named as an acharya. He was not named as an acharya. So I had not had a chance to read the will. We had two meetings, one in the morning, then one in the afternoon. And as I said, I had just heard the news the night before. Late at night, I was mentioned Govinda Maharaj named me as an acharya in his will. Mahananda Prabhu told me that Govinda Maharaj named six acharyas, and I was one of the six, and that there was a meeting of the acharyas, of these acharyas, because Govinda Maharaj said in his will that there should be an acharya board, an acharya sabha, consisting of the initiating acharyas, and since I was one of those, I was being invited to this meeting. Those six acharyas were Sripad Acharya Maharaj, Janardhan Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, Avadhuta Maharaj, Trivikram Maharaj, and myself. These are the six acharyas named in Srila Gurudev's will. So when the will says that an acharya sabha shall be formed, composed of the initiating acharyas, then naturally that means these six should form an acharya sabha. And I've written many articles about this that you can, everyone will see on our website. So since Goswami Maharaj was not named as an acharya, then I'm wondering why he's there in the meeting. But I didn't make a point of it. I thought there must be some reason that they haven't told me. But Goswami Maharaj led the meeting, and as I mentioned in the previous video, was making the point that everyone should just defer to Acharya Maharaj. Defer means instead of becoming Acharya yourself, you give that position to Acharya Maharaj. And I immediately said, I will not do that. Govinda Maharaj named six acharyas, and he must have had some reason for that. I think the reasons are obvious, but I'll explain by reference. Srila Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj named 11 gurus, but those 11 gurus did not all continue as gurus. So that's also a possibility in our mission. An unpleasant thing to consider, but this is reality. And we must, any serious thinker will have to consider it. And so, six acharyas, and Goswami Maharaj insisted, no, that there were not, there should not be six, there should be only one. And the other five should act only I don't think he said Ritviks, but what else would there be? So if there's one acharya and everyone defers to him, then this brings up another question which I don't think anyone has thought very seriously about. If an acharya defers to another acharya, then is he acharya? I think not. And I don't know what other thinking there could be on that point. So, Gurudev named six acharyas. One, Acharya Maharaj, immediately accepted the position of acharya. No question. Yes, he's ready to do his job. As was given to him by Srila Gurudev. But the others, other than myself, the other four, Ashram Maharaj, Janardhan Maharaj, Avadhuta Maharaj, and Trivikram Maharaj, they refused to accept the position of Acharya, and they accepted the idea of Goswami Maharaj, that they would all defer to Acharya Maharaj. And what does that mean, defer to Acharya Maharaj? Well, in practice, I can tell you what it meant. It meant that I have devotees coming to me and asking me, we're supposed to accept Acharya Maharaj as the worldwide Acharya of the mission, but I don't see him that way. So there's one implication. And in practicality, Ashram Maharaj went back to Mexico and told the devotees of Mexico that Acharya Maharaj will initiate in Mexico. His photo should be put on the altar. All the results of our preaching will go to Acharya Maharaj. That's what defer means. It means that I'm not accepting the position of Acharya. There is another Acharya, so he has that position. So in Mexico, in SoCal, in Russia, in Brazil, those named by Govinda Maharaj to be Acharya of those places, they refused. And instead they put the photo of Acharya Maharaj in the disciplic succession, in the parampara, in the parampara, after Srila Sridhar Maharaj and after Govinda Maharaj. Then the photo of Acharya Maharaj is there. Why his photo is there? It's obvious why it's there. Because he's the Acharya. They've made him the Acharya. No, we don't want to be Acharya. Acharya Maharaj will be the Acharya in Russia, in Brazil, in Mexico, in SoCal. So I thought this was a bad idea from the beginning. I still believe it was the wrong idea. It's a bad idea. But they all accepted it. And to accept it meant that they also had to promote Acharya Maharaj that as the Acharya. And they all became Ritviks of Acharya Maharaj. So, yeah, they deferred. They became his Ritviks. Though they're no longer Acharya, are they? They're Ritviks. And they deferred to Acharya Maharaj. So there's the Acharya Maharaj, one Acharya. Oh, except Giri Maharaj, myself, I refused to go along with that. So when I came back to New Jersey, I did what Govinda Maharaj, I believe, fully expected me to do. And that was accept the position of Acharya, as he said I should do in his will. And as Acharya Maharaj's photo was installed on the altar in Navadvip, where Govinda Maharaj said he would be the Acharya, my photo was installed in the parampara on the altar here in our mat in New Jersey. Exactly as it should be. But for some reason, this created some disturbance in the mission. Oh, why Giri Maharaj? What is Giri Maharaj? Is some anti-party, a heretic? Why is he doing that? Isn't Acharya Maharaj the worldwide Acharya, and etc.? So, this was immediately the idea was accepted by all the other Acharyas, as I mentioned, and it was proposed that a letter, statement be made and provided for the devotees so that they could see that the Acharyas were giving some guidance how to conduct the mission after Srila Govinda Maharaj's disappearance. And then, also in this meeting of April 8th, I asked to see a copy of the will. Oh no, you can't see it. Why not? Oh, it can't be shown because the lawyers say that until it comes out of probate, no one should see it. And but even the those who are named in the will, I was named in the will. Those who are named in the will should not see it? No. So I didn't buy... I didn't accept either of these ideas. Number one, because it's in probate, I could not understand any legal reason why at least those who were mentioned in the will, who would be considered in some way as heirs to Srila Govinda Maharaj, his heirs, why they should not be given a copy of the will to read. And I asked for a copy, but that was Acharya Maharaj denied that. He said I could not have a copy. And but he finally conceded that Mahananda had a copy of the will on his computer, and I could read that. I couldn't make a copy, but I could read what was on his computer. So when he's available, when the computer is available, etc., then I could take a look at it. I could read it. So we took a break for lunch at around noon or so, and I went to Mahananda's office and asked him to read the will, and he complied, and happily, readily complied, and made it available to me. I read it. I had about 45 minutes, so I admit I could not study it very thoroughly, but the parts that were of most concern to me, of course, would be the parts concerning the acharyas. And what is the primary concern of any mission after the departure of their acharya? Well, who will the next acharyas be? How should they conduct themselves and so forth? So this is covered in the will. Govinda Maharaj gives specific directions about that. And I wanted to familiarize myself with that, plus everything else that was said there. So I read the will as quickly as possible, studied those parts which to get some grasp of what was being said there, and afterwards returned to the afternoon meeting with the so-called Acharya board. So I looked at the will and I saw, yep, sure enough, Goswami Maharaj is not named as an Acharya. The six Acharyas are just exactly those that Mahananda had told me they were. And the Acharya board, Acharya Sabha, composed of the initiating Acharyas, was to be formed. So when I returned to the meeting with the Acharyas and Goswami Maharaj and Mahananda also present, then I asked, why is Goswami Maharaj here in this meeting? He was not named as an Acharya. And because of this question, then I became labeled as one who is you know, doesn't know how to play well with others. Like, Giri Maharaj can't be on the playground with us. He doesn't know how to play properly. When I asked the question, then Goswami Maharaj became extremely angry and disturbed and said things like, oh, you don't think Govinda Maharaj would want me to be an Acharya? You don't think that he intended for me to be an Acharya? Well, you are not named in the will. Very simple. You're not named in the will. And then the others began to side with Goswami Maharaj. Oh, don't you don't know any... The will, Janardhan Maharaj said, we don't care what the will says. We know what Govinda Maharaj wants. We don't care what the will says. We know what Govinda Maharaj wants. And you do not know. You know, I don't think he said, I do not know, but by inference, they know, and I do not. So that was irrelevant to me because I know what a will is. And they all know what a will is, but they don't know what Govinda Maharaj's will is. For some reason, a will is to make clear the desires of the deceased, what he wants to give to his heirs, how he wants his affairs to be conducted. After his disappearance, it's very obvious. And the reason it's called final, last will and testament, and this was Govinda Maharaj's final will, the most recent, the last one he could possibly have made and signed, which was signed the day before his disappearance. It was signed on March 26, 2010. Then that means this is the final. There's not going to be another one. There aren't going to be... After his disappearance, there aren't going to be any future instructions coming from his divine lips to our ears. What he wants from us, he expressed in his will, just as any one of you who happens to be a grown-up would know that when you make a will, that is intended so that there resolve any disputes that your children, your heirs, or whoever you name in your will, that the will will... be your final instruction, and the property that you want to give to one will be given to that one, and the property to another, etc. And any fighting, argument, no, he said I should get this property, no, I should get it, etc. No, that's all finished. That's what a will does. And that's what Govinda Maharaj's will does. And it says, like every will does in the very beginning, first paragraph, that this is my last will and testament, and that this is anything written prior to this, any previous will, any codicil, which means a something which could be considered a part of this will, they're all canceled. They're everything prior to this canceled. And this will that is signed today with his signature, that is what is to be taken as his effective final desires, and not only for the lawyers and for the courts, but for his devotees of his society. Anyone who says different than that, I don't know what planet they're living on. And they are saying that it doesn't have that meaning. Oh, it's only a legal document. Really, let's just read something from the legal document. Referring to the devotees of Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, Nabadweep Dham, where Srila Chari Maharaj is to be the Acharya, I hereby direct all to assist Sripad Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj with love and affection. Is that a legal requirement? Is a court going to decide who is serving, who is assisting Acharya Maharaj with love and affection? Or is this the expression of our Gurudev towards his disciple and towards us, that we shall try to serve his successor Acharya with love and affection? But some will say, Gurudev's will, it's just a legal document. Giri Maharaj is like a lawyer trying to make some legal case out of this document. It's only for the lawyers and the courts. But really, does that sound like something for the lawyers and the courts? That we shall serve, assist Nirmala Charimaj with love and affection. And I find that Acharimaj has an outstanding personality, an unparalleled devotion. I find that everyone is following him, but not all with affection, which is not proper. Everyone should cooperate with affection. Who will enforce that? Who will decide what is affection and what is not? A court? A judge? Is that what this is for? Similar thing is said about the devotees of Russia, that will respect and regard Sripad Avadhuta Maharaj. These sorts of terminology are used in various places, directing the devotees to not the court, not the lawyers, directing the devotees to serve with affection, to give respect to certain persons. Jamuna and Lalita both are fully faithful and have shown total devotion towards me. They will be at liberty to stay in any of the mats in India as per their wish, or else they may render their services in any place outside India. I don't take this as something so strictly legal. I take this as Srila Govinda Maharaj is expressing his love and affection for Jamuna and Lalita Devis. That's how I read it. Kumkum and Jivana and Yudhamanyu are always obedient towards me. What is the necessity for that? Why tell us? Why put in this legal document who is obedient to him and who is not? That Kumkum, Jivana, and Yudhamanyu are always obedient to him. Sri Bharat Prabhu and Sri Vidura Prabhu are good young men, and at a later stage they will get position in Sokhel Mat. Good young men, they will get position. How will that be enforced? Who's going to enforce that? This is a legal matter? Or this is a matter that Srila Govinda Maharaj has his own idea that these men are qualified for some service and that they should, his hope, his desire is that they will get that service in the future. So many, many things are addressed like this. If you want to take that as a legal document, then I guess you can do that. I think that is very short-sighted and ill-advised. So, but the parts that are giving direction to us, they should not be ignored. So, Govinda Maharaj said, there shall be six acharyas. Then when he said six, when he named six, six is not one. And anyone can do the math. If there was to be one acharya, then there could not be a list of six. And if there's a list of six, then he did not intend that there would be only one. And this, I don't know why. I understood the math immediately. I'm not a genius in math, but it's simple math to do. And everyone else couldn't understand it. Acharya Maharaj understood it. He accepted it. No, I'm sorry. Acharya Maharaj understood it. No, Acharya Maharaj didn't understand it. He thought, yes, there should be one acharya. Goswami Maharaj thought there should be one acharya. Janardhan Maharaj didn't know what to think, as far as I could see. He promoted the one acharya, at the same time, in fairness to him, acknowledged that the position I accepted was a position given to me by Srila Govinda Maharaj. Somehow that seems to get lost in... For some reason, I don't know what happened. Well, I do know what happened. Emotionalism overtook the devotees of our mission. And what came out of that meeting gave full encouragement to deviate from the desire of Srila Govinda Maharaj and do things in a way which was not beneficial for his mission. And what came out of that meeting? There will be one acharya. Everyone should defer to him. And the next thing, there will not be an acharya board composed of the six initiating acharyas. It was decided at that meeting that the previous board formed on March 7th of 2010 by a memo titled Formation of International Boards, which established, I don't know how many boards for the governance of I assume the Indian mission, because although I've asked to see those documents numerous occasions, no one will show them to me, no one will provide a copy to me. But they're very eager to show a one document from that group of documents, and that is the document titled International Acharya Board, with the same date, March 7, 2010. And what the document International Acharya Board says is that that Acharya Board is hereby has been formed. Formed means it has happened. It's not about to happen. It's not yet to happen. It's not going to happen in the future. It's already happened. The board was formed. And the board was composed of the five sannyasis, Acharya Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, Avadhuta Maharaj, Janardhan Maharaj, and Goswami Maharaj. And what was the purpose of stated therein? Their duties, the duties of that board, were to see that the directives of Srila Sridhar Maharaj and Srila Govinda Maharaj be followed throughout the society, throughout our society. So, perhaps out of some enthusiasm to be recognized as acharyas, those five members all seem to immediately take it to mean that they were being named as acharyas. But the problem with that is there's nothing whatsoever in that document that makes such a statement. It says nowhere. Anyway, that document you can see on our website. You can see, here it is. With the formation of these new boards, I hereby cancel any previous committees, trust boards, etc., made in relation to the management of this mission. Now, interestingly, it sounds very much like the language of the first paragraph of Srila Gurudev's will, where he does a similar thing and he cancels everything prior to the establishment of the will. So, what is directed in this document is that those named herein, actually formation of international boards of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. So, as I said, this document is very famous, but there are other pages that are supposed to be attached to this, which I have not seen. I cannot get copies of them. For what reason, I do not know. But there are other boards, and it's actually the purpose of these of the international boards is stated here, and all that is stated about the entire sum and substance of the International Acharya Board is right here. International Acharya Board, five members. The end. That's all it said. It doesn't say anyone is an acharya. Remember, this was done during the time of Srila Gurudev's presence. Generally, during the presence of the guru, no one else is accepting disciples or becoming guru in the presence of his own guru. So, if there was an international acharya, then I take it that was Srila Govinda Maharaj. And this was his board, represented by some sannyasis who were from different parts of the world. And so this is his, Gurudev's, international acharya board. And if there was any direction to them, it was I have formed the following boards, plural, so that Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math Navadvip and its Indian and international spiritually affiliated centers continue to follow the directives that and desires of the founder, President Acharya, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and myself, his successor, Srila Govinda Maharaj. That was the intent of this. So you would think that if they had any responsibility, if these members here had any responsibility to see that the directives of the previous acharyas were carried out, that one of their first responsibilities would be to see that Gurudev's will is followed, that his last directive to us, that would be carried out and that would be followed. But back to our story, they had a different idea. No, we're not going to follow Gurudev's will. We don't care about the will. We know what Gurudev wants. And so there began the schism, actually. And one group, the International Acharya Board mentioned in the will, we will not establish that. We don't care about that. That's irrelevant to us. We have a board already, an International Acharya Board. And I found out later that the inaugural meeting of this, according to Goswami Maharaj, the first meeting was on April 8th, 2010, the meeting that I attended. So they decided then and there will not be any other board. Oh, and by the way, I was informed that I am not a member of this board. Trivikram Maharaj also is not a member of this board. And there will be no other. The Acharya board, composed of the six Acharyas, will not be doing that. We don't care about that. It's meaningless. And just something in some legal document that Gurudev signed before his passing away. So there began the problem, and from that also, so a couple things came out that I disagreed with and that I've been writing about and now talking about, and those are that Srila Gurudev's will, as all wills are meant to do, supersedes all previous wills, all verbal or oral instructions given with regard to items that are covered in the will. In this case, in particular, I'm referring to the acharyas, because now, for some reason, others are claiming to be acharya. Who is claiming to be acharya now? Paramahansa Maharaj is claiming that he was supposed to be acharya, and Goswami Maharaj is claiming that he was supposed to be acharya, because both on the basis of things that were said, prior to this will going into effect. So now some have, when I challenged Goswami Maharaj on this point, then because if there are acharyas that are not mentioned in this will, if there is an acharya board which was already formed prior to this will, and then this will is to be ignored in favor of those boards previously formed and those acharyas previously named, then this will is invalid. And I told in a letter to the acharyas and to Goswami Maharaj, addressed to Goswami Maharaj on April 8th, that evening, that if you say you do not care for this will, Gurudev's will, and you will not follow it, then the will become meaningless. And in some respects it has. So I told them then, from my first knowledge of this will and from my first knowledge of their understanding of it, that you will decide whether Gurudev's will is meaningful or meaningless. If you want to make it meaningless, then you ignore it, as you're doing, as they've done, as they've continued to do. And the will becomes, then you get what you want. You know what Gurudev wants, the will is meaningless, and you can do whatever you want. And that's what they've done. But my caution to them was, if that's the position you're going to take, then expect the probate judge to be asked to take the same position. Because anyone who challenges the will, as is being done by Paramahansa Maharaj and I believe Ranjit Prabhu, they will have you will make a very easy argument for them. Oh, Your Honor, those who are directed to follow this will, they are not following it. Those who have submitted this will to you for probate, they themselves are not following it. And perhaps they may even have some quotations, as I do, that they say that they don't care about the will. So, Your Honor, I suggest that you also don't care about the will. And instead of following the will, let's ignore it, and we'll refer to previous statements of a Govinda Maharaj before his passing away, things that he said last month, last year, 10 years ago, when he said that Paramahansa Maharaj should be the Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. That was his desire then, that Paramahansa Maharaj be the Acharya. So, Your Honor, Paramahansa Maharaj will say, I want this enforced, that I will be the Acharya. And someone else will, you know, can make the same claim. Goswami Maharaj can make the same claim. Govinda Maharaj wanted me to be Acharya. And someone else can make the claim. Any disciple of Govinda Maharaj or any member of Chaitanya Saraswat Math could make the claim as being a potential heir and therefore Acharya, and open up a whole can of worms and let the court decide everything. Well, that pretty much what is the situation that we have in front of us now. And I tried to prevent that because I could foresee what was likely to happen if the trustees of the primary trust board, Acharya Maharaj, Mahananda, Mungo Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, Janardhan Maharaj, Avaduta Maharaj, and Goswami Maharaj, if they all say, ignore the will, we have a better idea, okay, very good, then, yes, then you can throw the will out, and the judge will decide who the primary trust board should be, who the Acharya should be, who the Acharya Sabha should be, who will be the Acharya of Chaitanya Saraswat Math Navadvip, and on and on and on and on. And what Govinda Maharaj wanted, we'll be lucky if the judge has the same view on that as his disciples do, his disciples and followers. So, as I said, in the beginning of this is going to be a series. There's a lot to talk about. I've talked about just a very, so far, just an introduction to this. And it's a very serious matter. I've taken it very seriously. I'm happy to see that some of the devotees around the world are also taking this matter seriously. I get many emails, questions, and so forth about this. One of the questions was, one that I mentioned, if an Acharya defers, then how is he Acharya? Well, I guess that's a question that one of the deferred Acharyas can answer, because I can't, I would have to just agree, yes, if one defers, then he's not Acharya. But then it seems that everything is, they like this Achintya-Bheda concept so much, because it allows them to both be Acharya and not Acharya at the same time. So I defer to Acharya Maharaj, but when they want to make decisions about myself, Giri Maharaj, who has accepted the position of Acharya, then they become Acharya again, and they want to say, oh, Giri Maharaj, he can begin initiation. 6 months after I accepted that I was would be initiating, they are now giving their permission. The permission was already given 6 months before by Srila Gurudev in his will. Why need their permission? Why does anyone need their permission? Gurudev gave, he said, these men will be acharyas. And then they come out and say, oh, we defer as acharya. Oh, but now we're going to tell the, we're going to be acharya and say what an acharya can do and what he cannot do. So it's all very funny, actually, if anyone has a dark sense of humor. That who has deferred his position. They made Acharya Maharaj the world Acharya. And on April 8th, we'll talk about that the next time, April 8th, the document they produced just the result that they wanted, that everyone will think that Acharya Maharaj is the world Acharya. And then I was getting emails, Acharya Maharaj is the world Acharya. What are you doing, Maharaj? Why are you accepting the position of Acharya? Don't you know? Anyway, so being criticized and chastised by so many because I had simply done what Gurudev directed me to do. So they have their one Acharya, and then they decided, oh, let's now change that, and we'll have both Acharya and non-Acharya. When we want to initiate, we'll be Acharya, and when we don't want to initiate, Acharya Maharaj will be the Acharya, and we'll be the Ritvik, and just on and on. So we've come to the end of our time here, and again, offer my Dandavat Pranams, my well wishes to everyone, and also praying for your well wishes to this humble soul, and we'll talk some more about this in a little bit. Jai Sparikar, Sri Sri Guru Granga, Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari Ju, Ki Jai. Jai Shri Gurudev, Ki Jai. Gaur Haribol.